Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul. And it's time to launch our next pair of books about dogs and cats. These books are always a big hit because stories about our favorite family members are so compelling and so entertaining. And they're often full of great lessons about resilience, living in the present moment, forgiveness, showing affection. So the title of our new cat book is Chicken Soup for the Soul, My Clever, Curious, Caring Cat. And we've got 101 stories and poems about just that, cats being curious and caring and surprisingly clever. Today, I'm going to share two stories about cats with a purpose, a mission, and you'll be amazed by what these two little pets did. In our first story, Beth Gooch tells us about her 12-year-old cat, Molly, who had been a gift from Beth's late sister. Molly was part of a litter born on her sister's farm. And this cat was always petite and independent, taking in stride whatever life threw at her. But even so, when Beth saw her friend's pit bull lunging at Molly, she was concerned for the little cat. Maybe the dog was just being friendly, but it was scary. At least for Beth, it was. Molly, on the other hand, didn't even flinch. She stood her ground and she stared that big dog down with her green eyes. And that big dog's growl became a whimper, and his brow furrowed in bewilderment at this fearsome little feline. Beth's friend was impressed. She ran a rescue group that saved dogs from the local shelter, and they placed these dogs in homes where foster families socialized them until they were adopted into their forever homes. Maybe this little cat could help get those dogs ready for adoption and make these dogs cat-friendly. So soon, every dog that Molly's friend rescued went through a stare down from Molly the cat. And later, when Beth and her husband fostered dogs themselves, every one of those dogs learned from Molly how to get along with a cat. And with a cat-friendly badge next to their descriptions on the rescue group's website, those dogs were way more likely to find a new home. Beth says that Molly trained about 40 dogs, helping them make the transition from unmannered shelter animals to gentle pets bound for loving homes.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
L.A. Kennedy's story, Big Guy to the Rescue, is about a remarkable cat that acted as a rescue group on his own. This cat on a mission came into the Kennedy family's life when they discovered him sheltering in the aluminum boat they used on the nearby lake. The first time they saw him, they thought he was a bobcat because he was so big, hence the name they gave him, Big Guy. Well, at first, Big Guy didn't trust his new humans, and he would growl when they walked too close to the boat. So they just put dishes of food and water out for him and left him alone. After a few months, though, Big Guy started to trust them, and he came out of the boat and explored their property, eventually even accepting a heated bed in their garage. Big Guy blended with their other rescued cats, and he actually took on the role of protector of the whole group. If one of the other cats was threatened, it would run behind Big Guy or follow him to a safe place. One time, one of the cats was nearing the end of her life, and Big Guy cuddled with her until she passed. And then he mourned for her by lying in her bed and whimpering for hours. She was one of the abandoned cats he had befriended and led to the house, because that's what Big Guy did. He found homeless cats and brought them to the Kennedy house to be adopted. LA watched him do it one time. She was looking out the window and she saw Big Guy emerge from the nearby woods. He stopped abruptly, looked over his shoulder and waited. And then a small cat crept out and stopped a few feet behind Big Guy. And then the poor thing wobbled and fell to the ground. Big Guy went over to the little cat, nudged it until it could stand, and then pushed it gently ahead of him. And when the cat wobbled again, he held it upright by leaning his body against its side. When they finally made it within a few yards of the house, Big Guy left the small cat and began pawing on the back door. When LA opened the door, the cat led her to the little injured cat and watched when she knelt down to talk to it. The cat was obviously in need of medical assistance, so LA took her right to the vet. She says, "Big Guy watched as I carefully wrapped a towel around the small cat and put it in the carrier. I patted him on the head and assured him his rescue would be treated well. He looked me in the eye with his big blue eyes, and I knew he understood. He was waiting next to the garage when I returned from the vet with the cat. He sniffed its bandaged leg and then groomed it. Another foundling was added to our furry family." LA says that a local cat rescue group helped find homes for a few of Big Guy's adoptees over the years, and the new owners had to agree to call the group if for any reason they could no longer keep the cat. So occasionally, one of those adopted cats would be returned to the Kennedy household, and Big Guy would greet it and groom it when it returned. LA says, "I believe Big Guy's mission was to return the kindness he had been shown when he was abandoned, and he accomplished that for many years after he came to us." I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to these stories about remarkable pets from Chicken Soup for the Soul, my clever, curious, caring cat. You can go to our website, chickensoup.com, and click on the podcast button to read more about this book and all the topics it covers. And you'll find it wherever books are sold, including Walmart, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, and Amazon. If you want to read stories from this book and our other new books, you can sign up for a daily newsletter and get a free story in your email every day. Just go to chickensoup.com and click on the newsletter sign-up option. You can also follow me on Twitter, where my handle is @AmyNewmark, and you'll see links to our free stories and to this podcast. And come back for our next episode for something completely different. If you're a family caregiver, or you expect to be one at some point, you'll appreciate these 5 tips that will help you navigate the world of elder care and dementia.